Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tunnell, for today, Sunday, August 20th. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'm super excited about tonight's show because we have some of our favorite MUAs on the line, some of our favorite people. So I'm not going to talk too much and just want to remind you guys that the call-in number, if you have a comment or a question for tonight's show or for tonight's guest, it's 914-803-4399. Again, that number is 914-803-4399. Now I'm going to turn it over to Denise so we can get the conversation started.
Good evening, and once again, welcome to the show. Just want to give a quick update on some beauty news. I know I announced this class last week and the week before, but time is running out. If you're interested in Joelle Lee's Advanced Aesthetics Training, in Toronto, she's doing a two-day training, September 24th through 25th, live and in person. Again, it'll take place September 24th and 25th. There's a Saturday evening networking SD mixer from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Moxie's restaurant near Toronto's airport. On Sunday, which is day one of the class, Skin of Color 101, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Residence Inn at the Toronto airport. Monday, day two, Elevate Your Aesthetics Business from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., again, at the Residence Inn at the Toronto airport. You can secure your seat for $249. Again, you can go to joellelee.com. That's Joelle, J-O-E-L-L-E, Lee, L-E-E.com. And then she has some upcoming classes. There's a class in Raleigh, North Carolina, coming up quickly after that, one Sunday, October 15th, the Perfect Facial Hands-On class. This class is designed for you to learn everything you need to know to give a perfect client consultation, skin analysis, and facial treatment. To register for the class, you can go to joellelee.com, and she has payment plans available. That class is $497. Then soon after that, Sunday, November 5th, again in Raleigh, North Carolina, for $497, you can take Joelle's Chemical Peel Hands-On class. This class, you will learn how to choose and use chemical peels safely and effectively to treat most common skin conditions. Again, joellelee.com, and she does have payment plans available. So moving on quickly to tonight's show, thank you, ladies, for joining us tonight. We're happy to have you. And we want to get started by just having you all introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Okay.
I'll start first. Yes.
Can you hear me? Ashley. Okay. Hello, everyone. My name is Ashley Langston. I'm a makeup artist based in Atlanta, Georgia. I've been in makeup off and on for like the last 13 years. I am in the union, Local 798. I've been in the union for going on 3 years. And I think that's it.
Tell us where you're from, Ashley.
Oh, I'm originally from Memphis, Tennessee, and I've been here in Atlanta
and then,
for 6 years.
6 years, gotcha.
Okay.
All right.
Before we go forward, let me explain to our audience that Ashley said she was in a union. So for those of you who don't know what the union is, we all actually belong to a union that allows us to work on feature film and television. And so Ashley belongs to IATSE 798. Can somebody say what IATSE means? Because I mess it up every time.
International Alliance of Theater and Stage Employees.
Yeah, there we go.
I mess it
International
up.
Alliance of Theater and Stage Employees.
Okay. Cool. So who's next? Is Megan, are you there?
Hello, I'm here. Good evening, everyone. Thanks for having me.
Good evening.
Hi. Well, my name is Megan Belcher. I'm a makeup artist based here in Atlanta, Georgia. Grew up in the industry, but I started my journey in 2017. I am not in the union yet, but I am aspiring and working hard to get into the union. So that is me.
All right.
Tell me again, Megan, you said you started your journey in makeup in 2017?
Yes. I attended 2017. I started with Gwyneth Mosby Makeup Academy, and then I did finish my aesthetics with Elaine Sterling Institute.
Okay, gotcha. And you said you've been in Atlanta for how long?
Oh, man. I've been in Atlanta or in the South, really. My family's from Atlanta, but off and on for like 20 years.
Gotcha. And
Viola,
last but not least, we have Viola.
Hello?
Yes.
Can you all hear me?
Viola.
Hey.
Yes,
we can.
Happy Sunday, everyone.
Viola, is that you with the noise in the background?
Could y'all hear me? Oh, my God. Okay, what about now? Because I told my son, turn down the TV. He probably like, oh, he said
no,
he did.
No, but Viola, I love how she just called you out, though.
He said he did. Yeah, because it definitely can carry. Like, I have a long shotgun. The thing is that hallway. And like I'm like far from it too, so it really can carry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I apologize, ladies.
No problem.
No worries. No.
So I'm Viola. Okay, I'm Viola Nicholson, and I started my career in 1991 in Portland, Oregon. In the industry, and I am in the union, and I passed my first year in the local 476 in Chicago union.
Mm-hmm. Congrats!
And I'm originally from Chicago, so I came back home in 2006. And
gotcha.
That time flew by. Yes, flew by. Mm-hmm.
So you've been in makeup really for about 32 years now.
Oh, wow. That's a long time. I mean, they up here celebrating what? Hip-hop. They need to be celebrating me and everyone else. Man. Hip-hop, what, 50th year? Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
They need to celebrate me. And just imagine with the ones that started before me.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, I feel like the blessing in it all, you know, you 32 years and some before you longer than that. The blessing in it all is a lot of those artists are still working.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And still relevant in their various parts of the industry.
Absolutely. And still forever a student. And they are also still being innovative as well.
Right. Absolutely.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But they hardly
so hope
and,
for all of us.
Yes, yes. And being, what is that, TikTok superstar. I'm not there yet, the TikTok.
Me either, but I need to be.
Yeah,
I'm not there yet.
Not quite worried about TikTok.
So, ladies, so tell us, because this writer's strike started May 2nd. So it's well over 100 days for the writer's strike, and then we had the actor strike to start, I think, a little after July 12th or something like that. So that's been going on now for over a month. So just tell us how this has affected you in whatever way, you know, financially, mentally. Like, how has it affected you? What do you think? Just first, let's just start with your thoughts on it all. Like, what do you all think about the strike? Do you have any thoughts on, you know, the strike itself and why it's happening?
Who wants to go first?
Start.
Because I'm long-winded.
I'll start. Okay, I'll start. This is Janice. I think the strike is necessary. So I am in total support of the writers as well as the actors, even though it affects me and my part of the industry, but I am in total support of it. You know, I would really hope and wish that if it were a situation with makeup artists and hairstylists and we were really trying to fight for something, I really wish that we would come together and take a stand, and our union would be in support of it as well. I think it's very necessary. Of course, I wish they would come on and hurry up and come to an agreement. I do think it will take some compromising on both sides, you know, but I think it's very necessary. And it's been a long time, and, I'll say the other part that I want to say later when you get to another part. You just asked what we think about the strike, so I'll cut it off right there.
Yeah, and I agree with you on that. I think if the writers didn't strike and if the actors didn't strike, I think we'd really be in trouble as a whole, as an industry. But I
mm-hmm.
think writers striking and taking a stand on what it is that they want, I think it's so important for the rest of us. I think it's so important that the AMPTP understands that, you know, everybody is fighting for better wages, for, you know, just better benefits, better working conditions, everything, not just about AI and not just about streaming. I know that's very important for the writers and the actors, but, you know, we have to start thinking about those things too, because that's going to affect us. I mean, what if they do actually use AI, you know, for like background actors, and that's putting, you know, additional makeup and hair people and costume people out of work. So we do have to think about those things. And I think it's so important that we stand with them. We really do. And it's tough. This strike has been, I mean, I've never experienced it like this, meaning the length of time and just seeing so much fighting back and forth. But, you know, we just kind of have to, like, you know, hang tight and just hang in here and, you know, and just ride the storm, because at the end I think it's going to not just benefit writers, not just benefit actors, but I think it's going to benefit us all as a whole. And we just kind of have to be strong and stand together.
Absolutely.
I feel the same way. I feel the same way. And you all know that I advocate a lot and have done it for 32 years. And it's not with the strike. But as far as, like, the strike is going now, I stand with the writers. I stand with the actors. You know, we all don't need to be taken advantage of. You know your worth. And also, I put my trust in God, because at the end, we will win. We
right.
will
mm-hmm.
win.
Absolutely.
We will win.
Absolutely.
And I know there's people are hurting and people are getting discouraged. You have to hold on. And that's the faith you must mm-hmm. have, because we will win. And I stand I stand with everyone. I really do.
Yeah, and I think if you have just a little bit of faith, I think you really need to rely on that faith, you know,
mm-hmm.
because it's tough. It's tough.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter, like, how much money you save and all the
yes.
stuff. You know,
yes.
it doesn't matter if you're getting unemployment or not, because unemployment is not going to cover your bills. So
no.
whether you're getting it or not, it's going to be tough watching your bank account go south. It is.
Mm-hmm.
But you
mm-hmm.
have to, you know, you have to call on that faith and just trust and believe
yes.
that, you know, we're going to come out better on the other side of this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe it'll teach us how to do things a little differently as well, and how to prepare for something like this going forward.
This is Ashley speaking. I feel the same as you ladies about being in support of the strike and how it is necessary, even though it has been like 3 months now.
Yeah. We trust and believe. We count the days.
I would rather the writers hold out so they can get something versus them
mm-hmm.
giving in,
yeah.
you know, because I know that even
yeah.
if they get in now, yeah, we go back to work, but what does that mean for our contract in the future? So,
right.
like,
right.
yeah, I would rather they hold out to get what they want, but it is. It's like, wow. Like, so this is my first strike that I'm experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I'm one of those that has been discouraged.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Only, like, well, I know I'm going to do makeup again, but it's like, well, when? You know?
Right.
And I think about, like, my journey even getting to this point and just the thought of it, like, just washing away. You know, so, and I know
mm-hmm.
this is dangerous, but it's because I've never gone through this before. And, you know, I came in right after the COVID boom when there was just work all the
mm-hmm.
time. And now
mm-hmm.
I'm an educator. And so I can't, it's like it's forcing me to just sit.
Mm-hmm.
And when
mm-hmm.
you talk about relying on your faith, that's one thing I've had to, what I've been doing these last few months is, trying to work on my relationship with God, because I feel like,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
to me, so like I have to have faith, because that's really all that you can have right now. Because like we have
yeah, and
no control
and
to strike. And
absolutely, and I was just about to say those words.
Hmm.
I said I was just
yeah.
about to say those words. It can be uncomfortable when you have no control over what's happening, you know. And
right.
I think, and what's so funny about it all is, you almost have to see God in this. You have to see God at work in all of this. Think about it. Think about
yep.
how many people right now, if there were no strikes, they'd go from one job ending today, hopping on another job in two more days, you know, or the very next day. They'll go from job to job to job. Literally killing themselves, going from
yeah.
work, you know, working all the time, not taking a break, not taking care of their health, all of that kind of stuff. So it's like during these times, although we're not working, it's hard not to work, because it's like, what do I do with myself? Sometimes I wake
yeah.
up and I don't even know what day of the week it is. It's because
mm-hmm.
I just, it's just a continuous cycle, day after day after day. And so it's like, I don't even know what day it is. And I have to get my mind, you know, set and get focused so that I've started basically giving myself office hours. So I'm trying to start waking up at 5 a.m. every morning and just working through my day so that I have a lot of quiet time in the morning where social media notifications aren't going off at 5 a.m. You know, I can spend time reading my Bible. I can spend time praying, meditating, or whatever I want to do before things get crazy, before things get loud and the phone starts ringing. You know, that's how I'm trying to spend my time. And so that, you know, later in the day I can work on whatever it is that I need to work on, so that at night I'm not staying up to 2 and 3 in the morning watching TV or whatever. I'm going to bed at a reasonable time so that I can wake up all over again at 5 a.m. I'm trying to get my body conditioned to being up early again because I'm looking forward to going back to work. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm looking forward to going back to work. So my body, I can't have all this time off playing around and my body's not used to getting up early. So that I'm trying to, you know, think about where I want to be and acting as if that's happening now.
Yeah. And what's funny is, like, when somebody asks me, oh, what do you like to do for fun? And in my head I'm thinking, I don't know, because I'm so used to working, right?
Because that's all we do is work.
Working, and it's like, what do I do with my time now? So, yeah, like you say, we have to get back to ourselves, find things that they can occupy time to bring us a bit of joy today.
I will say this, Ashley. You and your post about this food that you be trying brings me joy. And I'm trying to get myself to go to the grocery store, buy some groceries so I can start testing out some new recipes. I should be going out buying new pots and pans because you just have all this lovely stuff that I just can't wait to see, like, your next post. So just know that your posts, they're bringing somebody some joy, okay?
Oh, thank you.
All the stuff that you're making,
absolutely.
Like you created a barbecue sauce. I'm like, oh my goodness! And listen, y'all, Ashley ain't invited none of us to try none of this stuff. But I'm just saying.
And I swear, I live right next door to her.
I know.
Up down the street.
But no, but honestly, but it's things like that, like, you know, getting it into the kitchen, trying new recipes, trying something new. Guess what? We're all probably eating a little healthier now, you know, because when we're not at work, I feel like we do better with eating. You know, we're taking time to get the exercise and things like that. And so what I'm trying to learn is, okay, I'm starting this now, but when we get back to work, I have to find a way to implement it all in my work schedule. So still finding time, like my sister was saying, getting up early for that quiet time, you know, finding time for exercise no matter how early we go to work, no matter how late we get off of work, finding some time to move and exercise. And then when I come home on the days that I'm not eating at work, you know, prepare my meals versus going out buying fast food and stuff like that. So it's really a time where you can kind of get to know yourself a little better, but do better for yourself as well while we're having this downtime.
Absolutely. Yes, even with me, you know, you all know that. And plus, you all been with me, even with during the COVID, even with me losing my mother to COVID. So even with this time that I do have, I even moved closer to the lake so I could be able to talk to God, talk to her.
Oh, wow.
So even with this, like, I've been down this road before. You know what I mean? So when God takes something away, he give it back tenfold. That's why I'm not tripping, you know, because I know that my sister's about to shine. When I saw Ashley post her the hair, makeup, hair guild award, you post your hair guild award, I was happy, you know. I was like, it was a beautiful feeling, a beautiful feeling. Even the pictures were just like looking at me like, what's up, sister? You know, you going to share some of them Cheetos? You know, I'm like, yes. So it does give me the opportunity to even learn more. Remember, you all, I'm new to the union. I'm new to the union, but I'm not new to the industry. Although I am booked with corporate clients, and that's another thing. I have relationships with corporate clients as well, that even with me not being on film, TV and film set, it gives me the opportunity to brag about my friends, to brag about my sisters, my dope sisters, because everyone know that I'm in the union, but also people are paying attention. They're paying attention to the actors and to the writer's strike. They are. They see what is going on. You know, they have friends that are writers. in this industry.
Right.
And yet, but the thing is that, like, they're even telling them, a lot of people have resources. Some don't have those type of resources. And that's what why
right.
it's great for you to come together for this conversation that we all have, it because you bring it's community-driven. It's community-driven,
mm-hmm.
and it's a support group. And we all need that right now. And people, like you said, when you work, you just, y'all so busy going, nonstop, like getting up 4 a.m, nonstop. But at the same time, when I see even with you, Ashley, like with your food, you're throwing down. I want to
mm-hmm.
take a class.
Right.
I want to take a class. I want my barbecue sauce to look like that.
Okay.
You know, it's inspiring. It's so inspiring. Even when my girl's taking a vacation, it's a beautiful thing. Y'all even look happy. You know, you're
mm-hmm.
around your family. You get to know who you are now. And even those that are trying to pay their bills with this strike, I keep telling them, hold on, because when they do get those blessings, remember how they stayed dedicated and consistent with their words. You have to just, like, fall back sometimes. Fall back and don't give up.
Yeah.
Because if they let in,
yeah,
the other team won. You can't let in. You can't lift up. Because there are people out here willing to help those that are in need. Look at Dwayne Johnson. What he
mm-hmm.
donated, right? Look what he done. A blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Same goes for Cat Williams, what he done for Melba Moore. That's off the strike. But there are people that's out here are willing to be a blessing for us, willing to be a blessing for the writers. And even with those that's on the line, they look happy. You know, not happy as much, but they
yeah.
look strong. You know, they look strong. They look, I see nothing but glow and glory on them. And I'm inspired. I'm really inspired. I am. You know, we can't cry about it because we know that we're going to win at the end.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then not only that, you all are dope. You know, I need some more bracelets. I need another eyeshadow palette. Like, I was going to be hitting y'all up. I'm like, you know, y'all are dope. And this giving us the opportunity to use our other gifts, what we do
mm-hmm.
have.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know? And like with me, I'm working on another makeup brush launch. You know, and
ooh,
yes,
nice.
Just financially, yeah, we have to wait on it, but it also given me the opportunity to work on the things what I have put on the back end as
yeah.
well. And
yeah.
and I'm working on to celebrate my sister. You know, y'all legendary. And Ashley, I'm ready for my plate.
So,
yeah, we are definitely
Megan,
going to get through it.
Megan is being kind of quiet. Megan, how are you feeling about the strike?
I'm here. I think that it's necessary. I definitely agree with said, you know, but it's definitely necessary. You know, they deserve what they, you know, more money. They deserve more, you know, benefits, whatever it is, other than just the AI and streaming, but it affects everyone. And even if a person isn't in the union, no matter what they do, I feel like everyone benefits from it down the line. So I think they need to just continue on. I agree with Ashley. Don't give in, you know, because if you will, you know, we got to stand for something, otherwise we will fall for anything. So, you know, the future of the
exactly.
artist depends on it. You know, it really does. It really depends on it. As far as just how I'm feeling about everything for myself, I'm going to keep going. I'm not going to sit up here and act like, oh, you know, I'm fine. I feel like there's another, you know, I built up my momentum and then here comes COVID. But I am grateful to, you know, be able to work with projects with you. You all have definitely been a blessing to me. I also do a lot of independent projects and passion films and things like that. So that definitely does keep me going. You know, I wasn't expecting, you know, it's like, oh, wow, it's like, you know, well, hopefully it doesn't, you know, last long, you know, because, you know, it's like once you're going, it's like, okay, I'm getting my days. I'm working towards my goal. Like, you know, everything that I've invested is, you know, starting to pay off. And, you know, here we are now. So, you know, but the only thing I can do is not stress myself out, you know, still, you know, try to do things, you know, as they come about. And just, you know, stay prayed up and, you know, I got to boost myself up, encourage myself, and, you know, it starts with us, starts with yourself, so.
And you know, right. Megan.
And then we had the conversation.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Oh, no, I was going to say, Megan, you know what I said to you before. You know, even though you're trying to get your days, and I know it's a little discouraging, and I know it's hard, and, you know, we're at this point now where that all came to a stop, and you're probably feeling like, you know, this is taking a long time or whatever. But like I said, there is no deadline or no time frame that you have to be in the union. It's going to happen regardless. It's going to happen. And I know that you probably want it sooner than later. And I know that's what a lot of people are feeling now who are trying to get their days, but it's going to happen. And you have a job that you have every single day that where you can, you know, get paid. Those of us who are in the union, especially for makeup people, some hair people are going back to the salons. Nobody's getting their hair done their makeup done every week. So, there's a lot of us who have nothing else to go to. So that's why I say, you know, you're very, and I know I'm just saying this for people listening, because I know you and I have talked about this before, and I know where you stand with this all, but I'm just saying this to say, I know you're grateful for the work that you do have. And that's the thing that a lot of people have to remember for those who have jobs and yet are still trying to get in. Don't let this strike get you down, you know, because guess what? It could very well happen again once you get in the union. So, and at that point, most of the time when you're in the union, you've probably given up everything else to make this a full-time career. So right now, while you have a job, I say make your money, save your money, and be very thankful that you do have that, because a lot of us on the opposite side don't have anything to go to, unemployment running out, and like my sister said, and bank accounts going down some. So, you know,
no,
it's a situation
so grateful,
where
grateful,
you have
grateful.
To be grateful.
Every day, like I, you know, I'm definitely grateful for, you know, having other skill sets and things like that. You know, just trying to stay encouraged. I mean, that's it. It's, you know, it's just getting through it. And I know that sometimes we got to go through it to get to where we need to be. And, you know, anybody out there, you know, it's like the days. I think now I'm just kind of like just focusing on the artistry, you know. You know, collabing, working with people, meeting new people, you know, because I don't know what future it's going to hold. You know, people, you know, get in the union different ways, and, you know, I just keep going and, you know, just continue to focus on the artistry, and that's all I can do at this point, you know, but I don't want them to give in, because it's defeats the purpose down the line. And, you know, they may not necessarily be able to see things now, but 10 years from now, it's going to be it's going to be worth it. So.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, talking about having other things or other skill sets, you know, I had a career as an accountant, a tax accountant in particular, and I kept saying to myself, wow, if this really gets bad, because, you know, you just kept hearing all the rumors, October, next year, December, stuff like that, and I'm like, I think it's really bad. I may have to go to, like, an agency somewhere and find an accounting job or something, you know, not anything permanent, but just, you know, an accounting job. And the more I said that, the more I said to myself, you don't want that. You know, even though I know that if it came down to it and I had to, I would, but I really don't want that. And then we were talking to somebody not long ago, and they were asking, do you all do weddings? And we were like, yeah, we do weddings. And the whole time I said, but I don't want a wedding. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to turn down work. And I would do a wedding long before I do an accounting job. But, you know, I don't want to turn down work. But those are things that I know I could do and fall back on. I'm just not pursuing them yet. But if it seems like it's going to get to a point where I need to do something, I know I could go and do some other things. But, you know, that's why I'm just trying to hold out and focus on other stuff, focus on doing some things that, you know, we love to do. My sister and I just did a hike with a group that we belong to, Black Women Photographers, and we did Saturday was National Photography Day, and so we did a hike up Kennesaw Mountain with two models and about maybe 7 or 8 photographers. So it was like fun stuff like that, even though my body is upset right now. It's going up that dang mountain. But, you know, it's just doing stuff that's fun, being around other people that inspire you or you inspire them, and everybody's working on, you know, whatever it is that they do. You know, I think this is a good time for makeup artists to get together. Like, my sister and I are always talking about, you know, doing jams where makeup artists get together and we all work on different techniques. I learned that from the face and body painting community years ago when I used to go to a lot of face painting jams, and, you know, they would all get together and work on different techniques. Like, somebody would teach the group a new technique and they would work on that, and just, it's just an opportunity to, you know, work on your skills. And we always talk about doing stuff like that when we have downtime, just so that, you know, you could just kind of stay motivated, kind of stay in it a little bit. And then there's some days when I just don't want to do anything. And I'm okay with that. And I'm happy with that, actually. You know, so it's just standing carriage. I know, Megan, you know, and Viola, you know, we all used to do the tweet chats after we got off the Beauty Talk call. You know, a tweet chat.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping to.
Yep.
Can you guys see? Okay. I'm hoping to get back to that soon. It's just that this summer has been a lot with traveling. You know, we've been doing a lot of traveling since June. So I hope to start getting back to that in September, where we're doing our tweet chats after the show on Sunday night.
I'm excited for that. And I wanted to tell Ashley, like, girl, that barbecue sauce. And then I think it was something else you made a few weeks ago. But I'm like, look at Ashley. Like, go ahead and bottle that up. Tennessee's finest, honey. So.
And her hair. Did you do your hair too, Ashley?
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah,
girl,
yeah.
Always.
Actually, they're showing out. Listen, I'm feeling some hair, and I'm gonna book me a ticket.
Okay,
I wish you would. But
I am.
Oh no, honey. Ashley, when we're working, she's braiding that hair, and I've been kind of feeling, where'd she get the energy from? She's braiding that hair.
And she's doing them nails every week.
And doing those nails.
Mm-hmm. So I just be like, okay, Ashley.
But no.
Look, they'll let you know we have time, Ashley, especially if I'm going through your profile and I'm looking at you like you doing the how you look in the mirror and you're doing a selfie and you're cooking and you're showing off your skin. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Like, AI, what? Listen, Ashley, let them know. It don't get listen.
This is the real
this
deal.
The real deal. Yes. Yes. And she a honey, look, cinnamon honey too. Pretty eyes. Yes. Beautiful. And she got some pretty teeth. Listen.
Thank you. Okay. I also think, like, this time is just, like, showing off those skills. Like, Ashley does hair, nails. Of course, we know the makeup. Honey, yes, mm-hmm. And you know, just social media presence, and you know, now cooking. So,
mm-hmm.
I think that's just dope. It's just, I don't know. I think it's just making us think outside the box.
Yeah, and I'm ready for them TikTok, Ashley. Go and get on that TikTok.
I
this is too.
Ashley's like, look, I don't need nothing else to do.
Right. But, I mean, it is fun, like, trying to cook different things. Because mm-hmm. it's serving as, like, my creative outlet. And then to take the pictures afterwards. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's something for me to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, you've been out. Yeah, do you go to farmer's market on Monday? When is your all farmer's market? Because I was on Monday where I live.
I need to go to.
Oh, we have.
I need to go to the one in Decatur. I think that's the one that everybody.
Yeah,
goes.
I've been hearing about that.
I haven't
gone
to that.
But that one, Viola, it's just one that's around all the time.
It's
but
on Monday.
We have a couple of farmers markets. No, it's like a permanent farmers market.
So oh,
like every
wow!
Day, every day. Yeah. Yeah, but we do have one that's in Marietta near me in Ashley that's on Saturdays.
And there's one out in Lake City that's more, it's a smaller one. It's nothing like the one in Decatur, but it's a nice store, just FYI. Smaller, but they have, you know, lots of little things. And then I think there's one in Forest Park, but I think they're open on the weekends. I'm not sure.
Yeah, those are fun, especially the ones that's on Mondays. And then they be having cannabis out there. Yeah, they be playing folk music over here. And they had their little joint playing their little folk music and their little cheese out, mix-max socks. I was like, okay, life is good. Life is good.
Hey. However, you got to take care of yourself.
Yeah, yep. And they living
that's
it up, too. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, but yes, we will win at the end, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what's important, too. It's like really taking care of your mental health. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, if that just means, like Denise was saying earlier, sometimes she doesn't want to do anything. So if that means a day of just laying around, then do that. If you need 2 or 3 days doing that, then do just that. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, whatever, I mean, you know, whatever you need to do to take care of yourself mentally, physically, then there's nothing wrong with that.
Yes, and then, you know, we're going into fall. So, it's getting darker quicker now. And, although we've been on this break, but it's also preparing us for something greater.
Mm-hmm.
And I really do
mm-hmm.
believe
mm-hmm.
that's what it is. It's preparing us for something greater. So we all have to prepare
I believe
ourselves.
That, too.
Because we went through the pandemic. So there's nothing worse
mm-hmm.
than that. You know, we had to stay isolated for 6 feet. away from people. So we going to get through it, and we're going to become stronger than ever.
Yeah.
And boundaries about
and speaking
to be
of
set.
Speaking of the pandemic, you know, there's another variant of COVID that's out that,
really?
We need to
yeah,
keep a lookout on because, you know, plus also coming up on the fall, it's flu season as well. So anything can disguise itself. You know, COVID looks like a lot. It looks like a cold. It looks like the flu. It looks like, you know, sinuses. It looks like a lot of stuff. So just, you know, be careful. I mean, I don't know, you know, the effects of this particular variant, but it's out there. It's out there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
See?
I started noticing when I was going into stores like Target and Walmart that a lot of the employees had on masks. And then I would see people, random people here and there with masks on, and I'm like, wow, it seems like more people are beginning to wear masks, and it's still summer, and I'm just looking, and then sure enough, I started hearing my brother was talking about it, and my mother was talking about it, because I don't really watch the news like that, but then after they were telling me about it, I started seeing stuff online about it. So, yeah, there is a new variant, and actually someone was telling us that they've already reserved their spot to get the vaccine for it in September when it comes out.
Okay.
Another vaccine.
Girl, another vaccine.
But at least this time the vaccine is for this particular variant. So it's not like, you know, you get a vaccine for some old variant. You know what I mean? So at least if it comes around, you're getting a vaccine for that particular variant. So, you know, choose if you want to get it or not, but you know, at least you can prepare yourself. If that just means, you know, continuing to wear your mask, and that's that. But it's out there.
Yeah, because I have,
and we don't
want to
repeat of that,
right? Yeah, because even with the schools here, I have been seeing messages from the new mayor about people being vaccinated and kids are going back into wearing their masks as well into these schools. So, yeah. But I didn't know about the a new variant coming out. Thanks for informing me, but I definitely will be Googling it.
Yeah.
Talking about
the
tweet chat, this is going to be another tweet chat.
Yeah, we're gonna get our tweet chat started back up soon. I do too.
Yeah, I miss those. And I haven't been on Twitter. Well, it's the X thing now, called formerly Twitter. You all, so when when I was looking at my phone. You're right. It updated. And I was like, what the hell is this big X? When did I download something? And it was Twitter. Well, I'll tell you who's been having fun since the strike is said, not little, but Kiki Palmer and Usher.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's a tweet chat conversation.
Yeah, some people be having fun with the strike off. That's a tweet chat.
Yes. But do you guys think that? Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, Ashley, when we were talking tweet chat, we were talking about spaces on Twitter. Twitter has that. It's sort of like what's the thing on?
What do you call that?
What is it called? The one, the app.
Almost like
Clubhouse,
like voices.
Clubhouse.
Yeah. It's almost like Clubhouse, yeah. But it's on Twitter. So that's what we were doing after the show. We would just open up a space. I think it's called Spaces, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
So, and it got to the point where, like, they couldn't even wait till the show was over so we could jump on Spaces. So, but in Spaces, like, really Spaces was supposed to be a continuation of whatever the topic was on Beauty Talk. But it got to the point where we would just start talking about any and everything. And to the point where
we
even
had... saving it up.
Yes. Yes, so some of them conversations we really went in. But our little group from Spaces got to the point where we did vision board parties. Remember that, y'all?
Oh, love those. And see? Yeah, we need to do another vision board party.
But it's just like what Viola was saying. It's just kind of like now is a time where you kind of like build community and people come together, and especially to help people just take their minds off of, you know, what's going on. I know we did that with COVID. Yeah, I know we did that with COVID. We just called I told my sister to call somebody, and I said, I think I called my sister, and then I told her to call somebody, and then that person called somebody, so we had, like, a small group of people on the phones, and we were just telling them, like, you know, first thing you guys should be doing is go ahead on and file for unemployment. This was COVID, when COVID was around. And then we just kind of, like, just got a feel for how everybody was feeling and what they were doing, because this was strange for everybody. And it got to the point where we all did I don't know if we were on Zoom or what we were on, but we did like a meetup once a week on the same day of the week to just kind of like as a check-in and, you know, and then people just talking, sharing ideas, you know, like how Ashley's cooking, like somebody might have been talking about a recipe. Somebody's like, it got to the point where everybody was fixing up their patios and their decks. Then, you know, to the point where one day we had a reveal, like a deck reveal. We had a game night. We had a spa party. You should have seen it. Everybody had a mask on their face. We did a spa party. We did a game night. And we did a wine tasting. So it was... it was just, you know, a ways of getting people to come together, to keep, you know, have people talk and, you know, get their minds off of all the things that was happening, you know, in the world and sometimes with some people's personal lives and things like that. So it is an opportunity to kind of build community within your group. You know, you get other makeup artists or other beauty enthusiasts or what have you, and just kind of everybody kind of be there for each other and use this as an opportunity to grow in different ways.
And then also get support group.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly.
And so, there's no judgment there, just a beautiful support.
Absolutely.
With genuine people.
Mm-hmm.
Genuine people, genuine soul.
Yep. So that's what it.
Let me ask each of you if for some strange reason, you know, this, because I hear a lot of people say, well, you know, I think this is going to weed out a few people. I think a few people are going to change careers. Or if you were to get to that decision where, you know, if this thing lasted a while, and if you thought, you know, if you were thinking, okay, now maybe I need to pivot and think of something else, you know, kind of get out of the business, what do you think you would be doing?
Me?
Or what would you want to do or want to try?
You know, you all know that my background was in nursing. And I have moved on the north side of Chicago, and I was walking past towards Whole Foods, and I walked into this building, and in this building is where the senior citizens are, and feisty people too, sharp, and it's a senior living home. I that would be my next career, and I probably will be volunteering. And that several of those women there, although my mother was very independent, but some of the women there, beautiful. They remind me of my mother. And I said, you know, if I stop doing anything, all of this, I will go back and support the elder. But they're mm-hmm. so wise. Give my support to them. And not only will they be given, I will be helping them, they also will be helping me.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Ashley speaking.
How about you, Ashley?
I would try to go back to environmental science or agriculture, since that's what
mm-hmm.
my school was. But I think that would be the first thing I would try to go back to. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if I would stay in it long term, because it's like
mm-hmm.
I would really, really
mm-hmm.
miss. So I don't know.
It's
I don't
hard.
Know what the
it's
long
thing.
And maybe you wouldn't switch careers. Maybe you'd just find a way outside of film and television. You know, maybe you'd be like, okay, let me just start my wedding business, or you know what I'm saying, or I don't know, go into a salon and work or whatever.
I would rather
you know,
stay in film, no matter how stressful it is. I think that's more of my thing. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. But if it were, yeah, I would say I would go back to environmental science, or it's honestly all I can think of. You know,
Something that you know.
You said something that I know? Yeah, something that
I said, yeah, so you said, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unless I got another opportunity somewhere.
Yeah.
This is May. I mean, I'm still... You know, my background is I do a lot of crisis work. And I'll just leave it there. You know, I help people every day.
Mm-hmm.
That has been draining over the years. Makeup has actually saved me in a sense. But I am grateful, like, if it just was to, you know, for some reason... You know, television and film, and you know, it just didn't work out. I am grateful that I also have my aesthetics background, and I think I would pursue that more so because it brings me joy. Like the beauty industry, just
mm-hmm.
it brings me joy. So, you know, I think I probably would, you know, focus more on that than just makeup portion of it in television and film. But, you know, I hope that it doesn't get to that. We'll see.
Yeah. I think for me, I can see myself doing the same. I would just, you know, kind of rely on my aesthetics license and try to, you know, lean a little bit more into that work. If I were to continue doing makeup, as much as I don't necessarily like doing weddings. I would try to really like work that business, the bridal business. And I would definitely continue with like doing my photography and really making that my focus and really building a true wedding business with makeup and photography if I had to pivot from film and TV.
Yeah, I that's something I have to think about. You know, of course, I want to just you know, move forward with the photography and make that my main thing if makeup has to take a back seat for a while. But still really want to, I would really want to be involved with beauty in some way still. So it's just thinking about what that would look like and what that would be if it's not going to necessarily be makeup. So that's something that I'll have to really give some thought to.
Yeah, I agree. Well, thank you, ladies, for joining us tonight. Hopefully, just talking about all of this has helped everybody in some kind of way.
It has.
Because it can be tough, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some days, you know, you have one of those days and you're just like, oh, God. You know, like, something's got to give.
How many days it's been now? How many days? 3 months?
Well, for the writer's strike.
Yeah, it's been
strike,
over 3 months for the writer's strike.
Yeah.
I know it's over 100.
Yeah, it's over 100.
Yeah.
I don't know how far over, but it's over 100. You know, it's hard because we're used to being around a lot of people. And so sometimes, and I can speak for myself, sometimes when I'm sitting at home, I'll just be at home and, like, I might be looking at my computer and I'll just look up and I'm like, gosh, it's so quiet. Like, there's nobody around, you know what I mean? And nothing, I don't see people. And a lot of people in my community, they work from home, so they don't leave their homes. And I don't know how they do it.
Yeah.
I'll be at home. And I'm saying to myself, I got to get out of the house. Like, I try to find somewhere to go. Oh, I need to go to Home Goods. And not looking for nothing. I just need to get out of the house. So sometimes it can get you down sometimes because we're so used to just being around people. And even when we're around those people, we're like, oh, my God, I don't even want to be around them. But sometimes it's just the fact that that's what our job is. And so
yep.
That's what we're used to. So sometimes when you're not around people, it's kind of hard. So that's the hard part about it. But sometimes you enjoy the time off, you enjoy the break. But then when you sit still and you haven't been around people in a few days, you're like, oh, okay, I need people. You know, so I don't know. Hopefully it'll get better. And like we were saying early on in the conversation, you know, hopefully they'll come to some agreement, but, you know, we want the writers to stand on everything they're trying to get. And same with the actors, but I feel like the writers stand to lose more than the actors. I feel like the producers would probably bend a little bit more when it comes to those actors versus the writers, but we just pray for a positive outcome. You know, we just pray for a positive outcome, and we pray that whatever the outcome is, it will benefit us all.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know? So.
Yep.
So. We shall see. That's all I can say. We shall see. But hang in there, ladies.
111 days.
Say that again?
Yes, 111 days, yeah.
Oh, 111, okay. I knew it wasn't that far over 100 because they just reached the 100 mark not that long ago. So, okay, 111 days. Wow.
And the record is 154, right?
Yeah, at 1988.
98 or 2008?
1988.
88.
Oh,
no,
88.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because I remember
in 2008. I think they were only on strike for like 3 months or something.
Yeah, but in 1988, the strike was 153 days.
Oh wow,
153 days. Gotcha.
Yeah.
So we really don't want to get to that.
No, we ain't trying to break no records.
Right. And just imagine. And after they
settled the WGA contract, they still had to go to SAG. So
Yep.
And that's without Facebook, social media, because Bill and Porter is letting them have it.
Oh yeah.
He's letting them know like what's up. Like people are losing. Like this conversation was very soothing. It was very for all of us. The conversation that you all had tonight. Because you don't know who you're healing right about now, you know, because we out there, you know, we can relate. We can relate to that pain.
Yeah, absolutely.
We don't want no one hurting, and there's no shame in it. So Billy Porter was letting them know, and what's her name? Oh, my God, Leslie. Is it Leslie Jones?
Mm-hmm.
From SNL,
Yeah,
it's impacting many of us, many of the workers. And like you said, with the AI, you know, that's a scary thing right there. People losing their jobs, homes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
School, you know. So, yeah. And like you said, too, you know, if what would we be doing if we weren't any in the industry as far as like makeup or what else could we do? That's a really great thing to speak on.
It's something to think about for sure. We start thinking about that kind of thing.
Look at D-Nice. Remember like when D-Nice went on his Instagram and came out as a pandemic? He God bless him. He's being blessed. Traveling the world. He's campaigning on campaign trails and using his gift. Because even with him, he is a photographer. And when work was getting slow for him, being a DJ, he started doing web designing for clients.
Yeah. I mean, you got to use all your gifts. Anybody say you had to stay to one thing?
Absolutely. Do one
and
the thing,
truth be
say,
told,
yeah.
Truth be told, if we use all of our gifts, we might not be sitting around wondering where the next check is going to come from.
Right. Yeah.
Absolutely. So we will end on that note. Thank you, ladies, so much. Everybody hang in there.
No, thank you. No, thank you
of
both.
Course.
Thank you. And I'm proud of you both. Proud of all three of you, including you, Megan. I'm proud of you.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you for having me.
Look, we tried our best on that show, y'all. We tried our best.
So you ladies are superstars. You're inspiring. Beautiful souls, inside and out. And the industry needs you both. The community needs you both. Both are always giving back. Always. And that's very rare in this industry. You both aren't selfish at all. You look out for others. That's why you both gonna win. Same goes for
you,
Ashley.
So
regardless what you're going through, you always keep a smile on your face.
Oh, thank
you. Now, that is true. That is true. But I'm going to let y'all know, I don't play about
not
Ashley.
Not all the time.
No.
Look.
But that, see,
don't let Ashley get mad. That smile.
See, that's stuff you're supposed to keep to yourself. See, that's the stuff you're supposed to keep to yourself. You ain't supposed to tell the whole world that.
Oh boy!
Well, keep that to yourself.
But no. Well, thank you for that, Viola. Appreciate that. Appreciate all of you on the line. We greatly do. And we are just going to all continue to hang in there and do our best and be a support for each other. And, we're going to get through it. So I'm anxiously looking to see what Ash is cooking this week. And you're going to have to share that information on that barbecue sauce. I'm sorry. If you don't do nothing else, share that. Share that. So. All right, ladies. Thank you guys again so much. Twitter Spaces or X Spaces or whatever it's called. We'll be back. We're going to try to bring it back in September, sometime in September, and we'll check it out from there.
All right.
All righty, ladies. All right.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you for you're welcome.
Of course. All right, thank you guys for tuning in tonight. For those of you who are listening and for those who will listen on the playback, we greatly appreciate you guys. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful evening and have a beautiful and blessed week. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.